Hey everyone, this is the Step Out Buffalo podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we are doing Fast Five Stories.
These are five stories you need to know. We're going to try to tell you in 60 seconds or less. And we just found it out. You're the first ones we're telling.
I feel like this is a really good episode. I'm into it.
We've got a lot of juicy stuff to tell you, so it might take us more than a minute to tell you each thing, but like, worth it.
We're going to try though.
Exactly.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, we have Rusty Nickel's downtown location is open, and we found this out via Lauren's eyeballs.
It's me.
I love that. Okay. So basically, this is located next to Studio Hue downtown at 36 Broadway, which Lauren was just telling me before this is like kind of in the Hotel Lafayette, Deep South.
Yeah, it's like area. When you're on Oak Street, when you get off the 33 and you're on Broadway, it's like right there.
One of my favorite spots. I don't know why.
It is a good spot.
There's a lot going on down there, but it doesn't like seem like there is. Mm-hmm. It's like not too busy.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a kitchen and a tasting room. Their menu includes apps, wings, paninis, chicken and waffles, creamy mac, dessert waffles. And by say they're going to, I mean they do because they're open, right?
Yes, and they have a lot of waffles.
But their official grand opening is December 20th. Just so you guys know. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much all you need to know.
Yes.
Check it out.
So right now they're kind of like in a soft opening, like an ongoing soft opening. So you can pop in there, mm-hmm. check it out, and then check them out on December 20th too. Okay. Next up, we've got the Igloos of Western New York. So there are three different sets of igloos that you can go to. First of all, they're back at Tapo, the one downtown. Reservations are open. You can check out, you can rent an igloo now through March 31st. Basically, the packages start at $375 for a group of eight. It includes two bottles of wine. You get like a giant thermos of a warm beverage, whether that's a red wine, spiked cider, hottie toddies. Then you get three courses of food plus bread and a dessert platter. So $375 for eight people really isn't that much for all of that stuff.
That's legit.
Don't get intimidated. They also have higher up packages. So they have like a $500 and a $600 level, which just include different food options, extra drinks, things like that. There is also Igloos at Canal Side, which we found out through Lauren Hall on Twitter. They have little fireplaces in them, Oxford pennant decor everywhere, chairs. It is $149 for eight people for an hour and a half. Or if you want to go during Christmas week through New Year's, it's $199 because that's just peak time. Basically, you get to sit inside the heated space. You get admission for skate rentals for eight skaters. You get the first round of alcoholic or non-alcoholic drinks on them. You just have to ask the host. Free hot chocolate, but do not bring outside food or drinks inside there.
That's cool.
And then the third igloos are at Tapo on Chandler Street. So the one by the new Thin Man and the Cider Hall and things like that. And these are set up kind of the same as the original Tapo ones, but they're a little cheaper. So it's $250 for eight guests. You get the igloo for 2 hours. And instead of like the wine and the more Italian foods, they've got beer, pizza, and wings.
Cool. I'm super into that. I didn't know they had them at Chandler Street.
The more you know.
Okay. Next up, Raclette's is closing, and that is on, is that like technically on Main or Genesee? I'm not sure.
I've never been there. It's always been on my bucket
list. It's like right on the corner there. But anyways, their last day of business will be December 28th, according to, we found this out via the Gusto, according to the current owners who work in London, and they've been like going back and forth, and they wanted to keep it going, but it was just not, you know, feasible. Understandable, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Anyway, so the super exciting news here is that Tim and Morgan Stevens, who own Ballyhoo and Lucky Day, are taking over the space. They are naming it Grey Lynn, and they are not modeling it after any of their existing places, which I feel like is on brand for them. They really know what they're doing. So, like, yeah. Why do a second
creating
down the street?
Yeah, and every time they do a new concept, it's super cool.
So. Right. So they're going to focus on a different spirit base this time. Approachable, cocktail-driven is kind of their thing. And they will serve lunch, dinner, and late-night customers. And it's super exciting. It's, like, right... I feel like Fatty Beer Co. is just doing super well. And that's, like, right next to there. It's kind of, like, a destination. Misada Chow's is right down the street. So it's a good spot.
They're expecting to open in the spring. So stay tuned.
Good for them.
We'll see how that goes. All right, next up, Barbell North is opening. We found this out via social media. They recently posted on Twitter, though. So they're opening a second location in Clarence at 8326 Main Street. They recently hosted a hiring event for their new location, which they put all over Twitter, which means they must be getting close if they're hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
In September 2018, they said they'd be opening in summer of 2019, but that obviously came and went. So now if you actually Google Barbill North, their Google listing comes up and it says opening December 2019. Though it is rumored, according to their Facebook and people up in the comments, that they won't be opening till early 2020.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see how that goes.
I'm here for the name Barbell North, so I hope that's what they go with.
I am, too. They had, on their Facebook, they had, like, a sign. It's a really cool retro sign they must have had made, and it says Barbell North on it.
Cool.
But someone in the comments pointed out, because people were getting excited, and they were like, this is looks like it's sitting on the floor of, like, a factory. So
oh boy,
it's not up yet. And that's what...
Who needs a sign for wings? You don't.
True. Just to serve them.
Okay, next up, last but not least, West Rose is taking reservations, according to their Instagram account. It's the Grange in Hamburg's second location. They're opening in Ellicottville, same owners. It looks absolutely stunning from what we can see on their Instagram account. And basically, they're taking reservations starting with their grand opening on December 5th, which is so soon. It's next week.
Crazy.
So, get on that. Basically, we don't know too much about it other than it's going to be similar food to what you could get at the Grange. Brad Rowell, who's the owner and chef there, is working with Anthony Petrelli, I think is how you say it, who's been like his sous chef for quite a while at the Grange and worked with him at Elm Street Bakery before that. So you know he knows what he's doing and he's going to follow in Brad's footsteps, I'm sure. They have hours of operation include brunch Saturday and Sunday, which is awesome. Dinner Thursday through Saturday, Sunday. And the cuisine is kind of like contemporary American, pizza bar, cocktail bar. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
We're super excited.
Yeah. They had a couple little additional things on their open table, just like bonus facts. And it does say they're going to have a fireplace, gluten-free menu, a patio and outdoor drinking. So
I wonder if they're going to have a fireplace or a wood-fired oven. Is that like could that be true. Considered accidentally the same thing?
Maybe, according to open table. It'd be cool if they had a fireplace.
Oh, I just cannot wait to get in there. The decor looks so cute.
They said on Instagram that they are trying to go for like a ski town vibe, obviously. So they probably will have a fireplace, honestly. Yeah,
honestly, that makes sense.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm so here for that.
Me too. Okay. I love it.
And I think they're having like a space for it to do actual like event stuff too.
That would be sick.
I might have just made that up, but I feel like they are.
We hope that they are.
So we'll see.
Because it's gorgeous.
Stay tuned. Okay, well, that's all we have for you today. That makes five, so we will see you next time.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. And if you really like us, you can get our emails every day in your inbox at stepoutbuffalo.com/subscribe.